Right.
Okay, then finishing off Hilchos Iska. It's really not Hilchos Ribbis, it's called Hilchos Iska. All right, to making the business deal. So Hilchos Iska. Yeah, so finishing it off. Yud Aleph. Detain Reuben. Reuben was paying money to Shimon. And when the payment time came, Reuben had no money, which is pretty common occurrence. So somebody who borrows money usually doesn't have the money in the first place. So how's he getting the money to pay it back? Right. So he doesn't have his pasha Shimon Yamtan, and he makes an agreement that Shimon should wait for a certain amount of time. There's no, it's too late already to do Heter Iska because there's no investment of money taking place. So the way to do it is like we learned yesterday, which was that he should sell him some merchandise for very cheap and basically use that merchandise as collateral. And Shimon is going to give him back the shtar chayv, mikvar, that he already had from before. And Reuben is going to give him the shtar on the sfeira that he bought from him in that situation. Okay. Good base. He saw Yisrael gave his friend a behemoth to raise it, right? And then afterwards they're gonna sell it, either sell or whatever, they're gonna split the profits on this animal. So giving an animal is the same as giving it in a business deal. Right? And it's half is considered one, goes to one, half goes to the other one. And then you have to make sure to give the borrower, meaning the one who's not putting the money into the animal, you gotta make sure that he gets paid at the something. Otherwise, the only reason why he's working with it is because he's getting half the money. Okay. So be surprised how often neder and shuah shavuos come up. People do make nedarim, or you know, they at least they think they make nedarim, or they make shavuos. A lot of times, it's they should stop smoking, right? But anyways, so it's like the kids are talking about. After the ruggle the nedarim, a person should not be ruggle to make nedarim. Bala neider ki lubayne bama b'shas iser abamas. If you make a neder, it's as if you built a bama. A bama are when there was no Mishkan, so they allowed people to have their personal bamas. You lubayne bama b'shas iser abamas. Right. So Mamela, you shouldn't. And which you're not allowed to do when you don't when there was an iser bamas, you're not allowed to make a mizbeach in your yard. From a kaimoy, and somebody who's mekayemit, meaning somebody who keeps his neder, meaning he makes a neder and he doesn't go to the rabbi to be matter the neder. From a kaimik, ilu hikrav karbon, it's as if he was matter of karbon, shakayim, shem then it's as if he actually, not only does he have a bama, but he's actually, he matter with carbon on it, and he's chayav from shute chutz. It's better that you should be matter neder and that they should be matter for you than to keep it. That's all by other Nadarim where you're going to say, like, I swear to you that I'm going to, whatever, buy you pizza. Have a Nidre Hektish, but the Neder that has to do with Hektish. Mitzvah Lekaima there, it's a Mitzvah Lekaima Shenema, Nidari Lashem HaShalem, like we said today in Halo, my Nidarim, I'm going to pay to Hashem, V'lo Yishol Aleim Ela B'Shasadcha, and you should not ask on them only, meaning you should only be not the Neder for a Nidre Mitzvah or Nidre Hektish only in the Shasadcha situation. Okay, so can you stop doing a shvuah? Same thing. A person should stay away from shvuah. So not only should he stay away from the dharm, he should also stay away from shvuah. But if he was over and he swore on something, well, he should not. He should yamid b'shvuah. He should yamid b'shvuah. He should keep his shvuah, apa pi shvuah mitzar, even though he's going to be in pain. So nemar nispel l'harav v'lo yigamer. Swear for the bad, v'lo yomer, and don't go back on it. Tivacharav oisei eile lo yimad l'aylam. Somebody who does that will not escape forever. Ve'enin nishalon al shvuah, and somebody should not be shalon on the shvuah, ela b'shas atat, only in a shas atat situation. A person has to be careful that he should not make any sort of neder. Even if you're going to give money to tzedakah, he should not make a neder. If he has money in his hands to give to tzedakah, he should give it right away. And if you don't have the money, and you should give it without a neder. Meaning, don't say, okay, I promise that I'm giving this and this amount to tzedakah when I get money. Don't do that. Meaning, rather, if you have money now, so give it now, and that's it. Then paiskin tzedakah v'tarach lusa kliman, and if you decide to give tzedakah, meaning if people, I'm sorry, let's say it's a what do you call it, an appeal, right? And everybody's giving tzedakah, and you also have to yomer beferus who paiskin b'li neder. Then you should make sure to say that you're giving it b'li neder. Chen kishem maskirin l'shamas. When they do, that's the number one appeal time, right? When they have, when they make yisker. So thank you, you're scaring the shamas. Say neder and tzedakah, and they make another tzedakah. Yesh lamer b'li neder. You should also say b'li neder, which I think in the sidurim by yisker, that's what it says. In hu be'es tzara, mutter loy neder. But if somebody's going to an es tzara, then it's mutter for him to make a neder. Dalim daiter lekoyel le'es a limud v'toyra. If his daft. If he's setting up a set time to learn, or to do a certain mitzvah, and he's afraid that he's gonna become lax on it. Or he's afraid that the yetzer is gonna get him. To do an iser, or that the yetzer is gonna stop him from doing a mitzvah. It's mutter for him to be mezaris himself with a neder or a shvuah, which is the number one thing that gets people into trouble. How do you know that you can make a shvuah? Even though he's mushba v'har Sinai, even though you mechuyev to do all mitzvahs from Har Sinai, but how do you know you're allowed to make an extra shvuah? In order to be kaimet, shenemar nishpati v'kayemra lishmar mishpatei tzidkecha. I swore to be mekayim to keep all the mishpatei tzidkecha. Vafilu in loy amar v'lashem neder ashvua. And even if you didn't do it in loshem neder ashvua, ela b'dibur ba'alma, only with speaking. Have a neder, it's a neder, v'chuyiv l'kayim, and it's v'chuyiv to keep it. V'lachayim, tzarech adam lizar kishu aymer, sheyase eivet v'ar mitzvah. So therefore, when a person has to be careful, that when he says that he's doing the mitzvah, he should say he's doing it b'li neder. Right? And it's good that a person should always make himself say that. Even if he's just doing something that's a dvar reshus, they should be kosher chas v'shalom v'avoy nedarim, so they shouldn't be nitshel chas v'shalom and avoy nedarim. Hey. Right, so maybe that's why people always say b'li neder, b'li neder, b'li neder, right? That's why people are constantly doing that. What are you saying?
Could you say now everything is that I say always is b'li neder?
Well, that's what you do that's what we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? That's
that's going to pass the future.
Both. Before the first part of the Ataros Nedarim is you saying Nedarim for being mapped neder for what's in the past. After the Bezdin says mutalach, mutalach, or whatever the lashon is, then the thing you say after that
is the future.
Is for the future. Question is, can you rely on that or not? The question is, can you rely on that? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach says you could rely on that, not for the nedarim that you say beferish. You could rely on that for any hanhaga toiva that you do three times. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says you could rely on that. Right. Yeah.
What about contracts? Like you promise that you like pay for, let's say, buy on credit or stuff like that.
Yeah, so what are you saying?
It that's not fall does not fall into Shavuos and Nedarim. Like you give me now, let's say I borrow and now and I'll pay you like tomorrow.
I don't know. You're gonna say you're saying that you're gonna give the contract?
Or no, I'm saying even if you're signing it in writing, like you're buying something now and you're gonna pay over a period of time or something, anything similar. It can be verbal or written.
Mean, well, I don't know why you're coming on to contract. What about if you just say
Yeah,
without a contract?
anything.
Yes, it's
Yeah,
an economy.
anything.
Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
problem. It's a problem. If you tell somebody you decide you're gonna take a little bit of money, whatever, you could say you're gonna buy something from them, then you gotta keep your word. You gotta keep your word.
No, I'm saying just like buying on credit. Buying on credit.
What's that to say? What's the difference buying
Meaning
on credit or
you are
not?
promising that you are gonna pay at a later time.
Right.
That does not, it's not an issue.
Perfect. Thank you. Is it not? I don't understand what you proud. Why is it any different than buying anything?
Right, so buying anything, there is no promise for something that is going to happen in the future. It's now. Like you are buying and you're paying now, but if you're buying on credit, then you're basically they are giving you a deal that you're going to pay over time or you're going to pay at a later day.
I'm saying, so if you agree to do that, then that's it. All right, let's finish up. Hey, yeah.
Okay.
That is the last one. Hey, Mishanah, let's say somebody makes a nether. And the reason why he's doing it is because he wants to be mesaken his midas. So he's considered a zariz u'mashiva. He's considered somebody that's considered praiseworthy. Okay, tzara rishayim. I should do this. That's somebody who eats a lot, and he makes a nether that he's not going to eat meat for a certain amount of time. Also, he's shayger, or he's drinking too much wine. But also a little shayger, and he asked wine and himself. So shamashkin and other liquids. Hey, Mishayim, or somebody who's constantly worried about his looks. So he's mekabel on himself nezirus. With the yaitz, these type of nedarim are considered avodas Hashem. While elu amru chachmenas upon the rafa nedarim siyag lepishus. Nedarim is a siyag for precious. We come back on. Gam ben nedarim ke'elu, ein lo la'adam la'hagel la'satzman. Even these types of nedarim, a person should not make himself used to doing this. Eliyeshu is Gabriel Yitzchak. Gam ben nedarim really could overpower your Yetzirah, even without nedarim. Right? But so it's a little difficult to understand this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. First, he's saying if you're having problems, go and to make a nether, right? But then he says, but don't do that. Meaning, so it sounds like once in a while you could do it, but don't get used to doing it.
Sounds like it's a
Yeah.
last resort.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, I would say. I would
Meaning you
agree
should
that
really
that's.
try to figure out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm always
sounds like a
conquering
split
the
personality.
Yetzer. I don't know, laptop. Sometimes you have a hard time controlling yourself. Being like me, if I know I can't control myself for meat, so I'll eat a 6-hour cheese, and then I'm stuck not eating meat. Sometimes if I know that there's going to be a lot of dairy, so I'll eat the meat, and I guess I know I can't have cheese. That's my way of trying to control myself, but I don't do it after the night. So. All right. Anyways, all right. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. We went
Thank
through
you.
it. All right.
Thanks,
Bye.
and
All right.
I guess.